Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ningin M. Hang Sing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has set a target to scale up bilateral trade with Brazil from the existing $12.2 billion to $20 billion in the next 5 years. Speaking at a joint press conference with the Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva during the state visit to Brazil in Brasilia yesterday, Mr. Modi said that both the countries will work closely to improve market access for Indian exporters. Mr. Modi announced plans to enable unified payments interface adoption in Brazil on the lines of India's digital payments infrastructure. He identified key sectors for enhanced bilateral cooperation, including agriculture, food processing, digital public infrastructure, and space technology.
आज की चर्चाओं में हमने हर क्षेत्र में सहयोग को सुदृढ़ करने पर बात की. हमने आने वाले 5 वर्षों में द्विपक्षीय व्यापार को $20 billion तक ले जाने का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया है.
On this occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conferred with Brazil's highest civilian award, the Grand Collar of the National Order of the Southern Cross, in the final leg of his five-nation visit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Windhoek in Namibia today. The Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation Policy said that it will go ahead with its sit-in protest today. The protest is scheduled to take place at the Nagaland Civil Secretariat in Kohima, beginning from 9 a.m. The Member Secretary of the Committee, Captain G.K. Jimomi, confirmed last evening that while honoring the request made by the state government, the protest, initially planned to be an indefinite sit-in, has been limited to a one-day demonstration. The committee said that it expects the state government to honor its commitment to initiate dialogue once the chief minister returns to the state later this week, failing which it warned that the agitations will intensify. The committee comprises representatives from 5 major Naga tribes: Angami, Ao, Lotha, Rengma, and Sumi. MLA and Chairman DPDB Longleng A. Ponshipom yesterday inaugurated an iconic meeting arena constructed under the Underdeveloped Areas Program Scheme at Yang Yim Chin in Longleng District. Addressing the gathering as a special guest, the MLA emphasized on the importance of integrity in community progress. He asserted that development can come only when leaders are sincere. Speaking at the program, Longleng Deputy Commissioner W. Manpai Pom reminded how such sacred meeting places have historically enabled communities to make crucial decisions guided by the wisdom of leaders and forefathers during challenging times. The DC urged the citizens of Yang Yim Chin to revere the arena, maintain its sanctity, and care for it as if it were their personal property. In a historic move set to revolutionize the landscape of Indian agriculture, Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan inaugurated the AgriTech Innovation Hub at Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel Agricultural University, Meerut, yesterday. The hub is powered by the Indian Institute of Technology, Rupar. On the occasion, Mr. Pradhan said the ministry is committed to integrating artificial intelligence, AI, and emerging technologies in education, research, and grassroots applications, particularly in agriculture.
पहली बार भारत में किसान अपने ऐसे तो टेक्नोलॉजी यूज करता है, मशीन तो खेतों में यूज करता है, उसमें सबसे आधुनिक टेक्नोलॉजी AI को उसमें यूज करके किसानों की एम्पावरमेंट किया जाएगा, उसकी आमदनी को दुगनी किया जाएगी, उसकी प्रोडक्ट को उचित मूल्य मिले, बाजार के साथ वो सविशेष तथ्य के साथ जुड़े रहे, यही इसी उपक्रम का सबसे बड़ा उपलब्धि रहेगा.
The National Vector Borne Disease Control Program successfully conducted a one-day advocacy workshop on vector-borne diseases at the CMO Conference Hall in Longleng yesterday. During the workshop, key stakeholders were sensitized and mobilized for effective prevention and control of vector-borne diseases, particularly in view of the monsoon season when cases typically rise. Town council members, dobashis, ward presidents, and civil society organizations participated in the workshop. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.